The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Today is World Autism Awareness Day, and it's a great pleasure to welcome perhaps the leading spokesperson in Ireland for autism. I refer to Adam Harris, founder of As I Am. It's the 13th such day. You're welcome to the programme, Adam. For someone who has no prior knowledge of understanding autism, how would you explain it?
Good evening, Ivan, and happy World Autism Day in the most unusual of circumstances. Autism is a lifelong condition in which you're born with and you will have for your whole life. It's a developmental condition, and it means something that when you were born with the condition, it's something that you've had your whole life, but it only becomes obvious as the person begins to develop. So if you think about the first, well, when you have a small child, you might look out for the first time the person talks, the first time the person walks, the first time the child plays with toys. All of these things might work a little bit differently for someone on the autism spectrum. Fundamentally, autistic people communicate, think, and process the environment in a different way to those who are not on the autism spectrum. That brings some challenges. It also brings some strengths. And many of the barriers autistic people face come from how the world works, because when you're 1 in 65 or 1.5% of the population and 98.5% of people think in a very different way to you, that can make it a little bit harder to get supported in school, to find a job, or to be accepted in the community.
So what are the most significant inhibiting factors to having a full, happy, career-fulfilling life?
So there's substantial barriers. So first, of course, is accessing diagnosis and supports that you require in order to fulfill your own personal potential. Autism is a broad spectrum, and that means some autistic people can live fully independently when they receive these supports. Some autistic people might rely on such supports right throughout their lives. Another significant barrier, though, is, for example, how autistic people process the sensory environment. So noises, smells, textures that are normal to most people might appear much more intense to somebody who's on the autism spectrum. So you can imagine sitting in a busy classroom with 30 children, or even waiting in an interview room to go in and do a job interview could be extremely overwhelming. How autistic people communicate can be very different. So autistic people often understand words exactly as they're spoken or exactly as they're written down. And believe me, if you're born in Ireland, this is a very inconvenient challenge to have. Things like body language, facial expression can work very differently. So an autistic person, in order to hear what you're saying, may not make eye contact. So really what it's about is, over time, giving an autistic person the skills to understand the world around us better, and at the same time, helping people within society to understand more. I suppose Ireland has become a very autism aware country, but the challenge often is it's an invisible condition. People don't look any different to anybody else. Everyone's very different with the condition, so it's very easy for people's needs to be overlooked or for people to be misunderstood.
What is asiam.ie?
So As I Am is Ireland's autism charity. I actually set up the charity 6 years ago based on my own experiences growing up on the autism spectrum. And what I thought was really important was we needed to do more to capture the voices of autistic people and family members, and also to educate society. Because I think one of the things we are seeing at the moment is Ireland does have very strong communities. And what we find in everywhere from schools to workplaces, people do really want to try and do the right thing. But unfortunately, people didn't always know how to do that. So when I was doing my Leaving Cert, I set up a website to share information about the condition, and that's grown over time. Today, we do two principal areas of work. We provide support to the autism community through running workshops, through undertaking casework, advocating on behalf of the community. And then the other work that we do is all about making Ireland more autism friendly. So for example, if you go into a Super Value on a Tuesday evening, you might experience a quiet shopping time where the lighting is reduced and the music is turned off to make the environment more manageable. If you go to DCU, you'll be in the world's first autism-friendly university, a big program that we developed. And this year we worked with 109 schools on a pilot to make our education system more autism-friendly.
What's the difference between autism, Asperger's and ADHD?
So this is an interesting question. When I was a young child, Asperger's was a standalone condition. So it was diagnosed separately. It was seen as part of the autism spectrum, but it had separate diagnostic criteria. The challenge was, when we had that sort of diagnostic manual, it tried to put autistic people into boxes. So it said, you know, this person speaks, therefore they're very capable. And it said, this person doesn't speak, so therefore they'll never live independently. We know autism isn't really like that, because autistic people have scattered skill sets. So that means that something a person's really good at, they can thrive at, but the areas they struggle with, they might really struggle. So the gap between strengths and weaknesses is much larger. So a number of years ago, changes were made to the diagnostic manual to recognize that autism wasn't as easily defined as that, and also that people's needs can change across their lives. So now we use the word autism, and we recognize the three different levels of support need within the autism spectrum, but we use the word autism collectively. Separately, we have conditions like autism, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, and these are all neurodevelopmental conditions. So they're all in the same family of disabilities and have huge crossovers. So that fundamentally means that people's brains work a little bit differently to people who do not have the condition. And there's huge crossover. It's not always easy to draw the lines. So there's a lot of similarities between people who are autistic and have ADHD. There's also huge similarities, for example, between people who might be dyspraxic and might have autism. So there is a big variance there and a big crossover, but they are different conditions with different diagnostic criteria.
What impact has the corona crisis had on people with autism and on that spectrum?
You see, it's kind of strange, because on one hand, isolation is something that autistic people are all too familiar with. We know so many autistic people who don't have school places, who are unemployed and self-isolated in adulthood, are not included in the community. But this very extreme isolation that we're going through at the moment, that I think is difficult for everybody, is really particularly hard for autistic people. Because if you think about autism, what people really rely on is predictability and having that sense of control, knowing what to expect and what's going to happen next. And what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is a complete dismantlement of normal structure, normal days, normal places that we go. And we haven't just seen that. We've seen a situation where, for obvious reasons, the rules and regulations have to keep changing. There's a reality, of course, that people don't know when it's going to end. So this lack of predictability causes huge anxiety for autistic people. As well as that, this lack of structure, I suppose there's a difficulty. Many autistic people need to regulate themselves. So this might mean having access to certain activities, being able to move about in certain ways over the course of the day. And when everyone's stuck at home on top of each other, that's difficult. The house becomes noisier, busier, more distracting. So there's some significant needs now in terms of what we've been trying to do, again, with SuperValue support, is we've been providing support to people at home. So we've been providing webinars to help people get a new structure. So just because routine has changed doesn't mean you can't still have a routine. We've been putting together resources to help people know what to expect. If I said to you, Ivan, a COVID-19 test, you or I mightn't have had one of those yet, but you might have a sense from seeing it on the news what would be involved. For many autistic people, going somewhere new is really difficult. So what we develop is social stories, and these social stories tell people in very simple language, using very simple images, what to expect and what to do if you become overwhelmed in the situation. So we've been developing these resources, but what we're very conscious of is, as the situation goes on and develops, so too are the needs of our community. So, for example, with the latest round of regulations, there's been a lot of concerns about some autistic people, and I'm talking about people with the highest support needs within the community, might really struggle if they're not able to go certain places during the course of the day. This might be the difference between the person managing or the person becoming extremely overwhelmed. As well as that, you have a scenario that we have some real anxiety, because a lot of autistic people catastrophize in our head. And when you have a news cycle that has very scary headlines all day, that's difficult to manage. And as well as that, I suppose you have a reality that there's a significant percentage, actually 72% in our survey at the weekend, primary carers of people who don't live independently, who need support, saying, if I became sick, I don't know who my child or my adult child could turn to. And that's really, really serious. So what we're trying to do is a few things. In the first hand, we're trying to say, you don't have to go through this alone. There's literally thousands of people around the country that are going through this. And As I Am is there as a resource for you during this time. You can go to our website. We're going to be continuing to produce resources and support.
Let's get in a money plug, because this has been a tough time on charities. If you text to 50300, that's 50300, 350300, As I Am, block capital letters, ASIAM, that will donate €4. In a sentence, that money will go towards?
It'll help us continue our support now, but also after the crisis, when autistic people will find it hard to get back into routine.
Now, I thought I was doing an interview with Simon Harris, not Adam Harris. Your voice is very, very similar. You've been treating that you're very proud of your brother.
I am indeed very proud of my brother. He's a really difficult job. And obviously within the autism world, we know that in particular. But I just think how he's handling this crisis is obviously something that I'm very proud of. He's a tough job. And I admire him. But I also admire all the people who are working really hard on the front lines, including many SNAs who support autistic children who are now being redeployed over the next few days to other essential roles. So that's important. One thing I just wanted to say,
We are out of time. Yeah. Yeah. Carry on.
I was hearing the text when you came on. Just one thing that's really important on World Autism Day and World Autism Month, we're all a bit on edge, we're all a bit judgmental at the moment, but just bear in mind when you see people who may be struggling with the social distancing restrictions, who may be behaving unusual in public space, just bear in mind there are people in the community particularly struggling at this time, and remember autistic people and their families are a vulnerable group through the crisis. Thank you so much.
Adam Harris, thank you indeed.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.